Test 2, Part 2. You'll hear a radio interview on bird watching. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentence with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. We have with us today birding expert Alexandra Williams. Hello, Alexandra, and welcome.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Now, let's start with the basics. Alexandra, what is birding?
Birding is just another word for bird watching, which means observing and identifying birds in their natural environment, either for personal enjoyment or for educational purposes. Birders, or bird watchers, learn to identify the characteristic feathers, colours and structure of different kinds of birds, not to mention their calls, typical behaviours and habitats. In the United States alone, there are approximately 46 million birders. Birdwatchers normally keep detailed records of the bird species they have observed and of when and where they have seen them. In most cases, birders start watching birds in their own backyard and neighbourhoods. But as their interest grows and their ability to recognise the different species improves, birders start travelling to other states, other countries, or even other continents. They also often compete with one another, attempting to set records for the most species viewed in a certain period of time, such as a day, a year, or even a lifetime.
Can these lists of birds and places be of any use to science?
Oh, yes. The records themselves are useful, but bird watchers can actually be more directly involved in scientific research.
Really? How so?
Bird watchers from around the world actually take part in research projects as volunteers, and they help collect information on the health and various other aspects of bird populations. Indeed, such studies often provide the only data we have about bird life in particular areas during certain seasons of the year.
That's very impressive. So, how long has bird watching been around for?
Well, I imagine that there have always been people who enjoyed observing birds in their backyard, so the answer might be since the beginning of time. As for more serious bird watching, the kind that involves extensive travelling, I can only tell you about North America. It started in the first half of the 1800s with the discoveries of such American naturalists as Alexander Wilson, John James Audubon, Thomas Nuttall, John Kirk Townsend, and John Cassin. In fact, it was the publications of these men that paved the way for modern ornithology.
Modern what?
Ornithology. It's Greek for study of birds.
Right. So bird watching has always been motivated by scientific interest.
No, not at all. In fact, towards the end of the 19th century, there developed a trend for using bird feathers in high fashion, mainly for women's hats. Moreover, people collected bird eggs as a hobby, and certain kinds of birds were considered delicacies. As you might imagine, birds were being killed by the thousands, which brought about the extinction of many different species of birds.
That's terrible.
That's exactly what George Bird Grinnell, the editor of Forest and Stream magazine, thought. And that's why he formed the country's first bird preservation organisation in 1886.
Good for him. But I can't imagine many people being interested in joining the organisation when they were more keen to eat the poor birds.
Actually, the number of people appalled by what had been happening was so great that the organisation attracted more than 38,000 members in its first 3 months.
Wow! I'm very pleased to hear that. Now you'll hear part two again. We have with us today birding expert Alexandra Williams. Hello, Alexandra, and welcome.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Now, let's start with the basics. Alexandra, what is birding?
Birding is just another word for bird watching, which means observing and identifying birds in their natural environment, either for personal enjoyment or for educational purposes. Birders, or bird watchers, learn to identify the characteristic feathers, colours and structure of different kinds of birds, not to mention their calls, typical behaviours and habitats. In the United States alone, there are approximately 46 million birders. Bird watchers normally keep detailed records of the bird species they have observed and of when and where they have seen them. In most cases, birders start watching birds in their own backyard and neighbourhoods. But as their interest grows and their ability to recognise the different species improves, birders start travelling to other states, other countries, or even other continents. They also often compete with one another, attempting to set records for the most species viewed in a certain period of time, such as a day, a year, or even a lifetime.
Can these lists of birds and places be of any use to science?
Oh, yes. The records themselves are useful, but bird watchers can actually be more directly involved in scientific research.
Really? How so?
Bird watchers from around the world actually take part in research projects as volunteers, and they help collect information on the health and various other aspects of bird populations. Indeed, such studies often provide the only data we have about bird life in particular areas during certain seasons of the year.
That's very impressive. So, how long has bird watching been around for?
Well, I imagine that there have always been people who enjoyed observing birds in their backyard, so the answer might be since the beginning of time. As for more serious bird watching, the kind that involves extensive travelling, I can only tell you about North America. It started in the first half of the 1800s with the discoveries of such American naturalists as Alexander Wilson, John James Audubon, Thomas Nuttall, John Kirk Townsend, and John Cassin. In fact, it was the publications of these men that paved the way for modern ornithology.
Modern what?
Ornithology. It's Greek for study of birds.
Right. So bird watching has always been motivated by scientific interest?
No, not at all. In fact, towards the end of the 19th century, there developed a trend for using bird feathers in high fashion, mainly for women's hats. Moreover, people collected bird eggs as a hobby, and certain kinds of birds were considered delicacies. As you might imagine, birds were being killed by the thousands, which brought about the extinction of many different species of birds.
That's terrible.
That's exactly what George Bird Grinnell, the editor of Forest and Stream magazine, thought. And that's why he formed the country's first bird preservation organisation in 1886.
Good for him. But I can't imagine many people being interested in joining the organisation when they were more keen to eat the poor birds.
Actually, the number of people appalled by what had been happening was so great that the organisation attracted more than 38,000 members in its first 3 months.
Wow! I'm very pleased to hear that. That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.